Welcome to the Belly and Sean Experience, episode 2.
How are you today, Belly?
I'm fantastic. How are you, Sean?
Hungry?
I can see.
Yeah. So we're sitting here, you know,
minestrone.
Minestrone soup.
They've changed it from the last time.
Yeah, they've added that.
Pasta bits.
Pasta. Mm. Pasta stuff in here. Yum.
Did you do that literally on purpose?
No, I didn't mean to. It's all a dream. I felt so disappointed. Then it goes, Alan, it's only a dream.
Yeah.
It's only a dream. Oh my god, it's not a dream.
Oh my god.
I was like, thank god that's not the end.
Oh, that would have been a very disappointing ending. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of ended on a cliffhanger, didn't it?
That yeah, ended. They did say that they want to end it on a cliffhanger.
Yeah.
Because they might make next game. And the actual questions may be answered in the DLC if the game didn't do well. So. Yeah. It has done well so far, so we're expecting an Alan Wake 2.
Oh, thank god. Because Alan's still in the darkness at the end of the game.
I know, I was really
well,
happy.
We ruined it for people.
We really have.
Yeah.
We did say that we would talk from beginning to end, but I guess not.
Well, we kind of jumped from beginning. We missed out the middle to the end. Barry.
All of Barry, Barry Wheeler. That when he's got the cardboard cut out.
Yeah. All the bit when he was in the police station.
Mm.
And it's like, oh, can I order a pizza? My hangover is making me hungry. But that was quite funny.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy.
Yeah, hi Barry. I'll give him a hug. I make him my...
Yeah.
Barry! Kawhi is quite quiet.
That's right.
I forgot you for that.
Yeah, you get the background of me, my phone.
Yeah.
Your phone. So,
should we have another song?
What? Is that what you say there?
What?
What'd you say
we
there?
We should put in another song.
What other song?
I don't know, for Man Cake. There's quite a few. David Bowie. I was really shocked to hear that.
Yeah, sorry, yeah.
I thought that one was a bit, you know, didn't really work as well with the game, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought that was just kind of random.
Well, kind of worked well.
It was a good song.
At the credits.
Yeah.
Anywhere else it wouldn't.
Yeah. Any song would have worked well with the credits.
Spread your love song. So
gotta spread your love.
Yeah, we really do.
Because of the X Factor.
Yeah, we're going to the X Factor, guys.
Yeah.
June 9th. We'll be seeing Simon Cowell, Lee Walsh, and Cheryl Cole.
We will. And some random guest.
Yeah.
Danny's place.
So we'll see what happens. So, on next.
I forgot to play Back to Burn.
Oh, that's easily done.
I hope he doesn't listen to this.
We hate Martin.
We don't, we love Martin. We love that big M.
We do. He got us to the X-Rider, so we have a lot to thank him for.
We do spank him.
Yeah, he's a smacking sometimes. Alan Wake, I was listening to GPD Kakas, and he was talking about how the first time he played through it, he didn't read the manuscripts. Mm. Which I thought was a good way to play it.
Mm.
It's another way to play, but I preferred reading manuscripts, to be honest, because I like being read to.
I thought it actually worked, despite being told what's going
to
happen.
I know, because you saw like that part, you know, the first time you heard about the guy with the chainsaw. You're like, oh. I don't want to find this out. I don't want to be near him.
It's actually quite interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, guy with the chainsaw, couldn't you not stop laughing during them?
Yeah.
Because I was kind of like, oh, would you like a room?
It's the randomest random things. It's like, oh, one of the things you say, some of the unemployment was one of them. Would you like to rent a room? Did you go into the hotel, the Majestic Hotel?
I did.
The FBI room, and then he came out and think,
I'm so scared.
I know, I jumped to that part, didn't expect it.
Was it the room's non-refundable deposit? It's like, well, this is good knowledge, but.
Yeah, it's not the time.
No. Stop chasing me with a chainsaw, saying it.
Yeah. Definitely.
There's all the other people as well who else got taken by the darkness.
I really liked the guy who had a crush for Rose. What's his name?
Oh.
The sheriff? Not the sheriff, the ranger.
Yeah.
Have the dog.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Lucky? No, not Lucky. Rusty.
Rusty, that's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I really like Rusty.
I remember because I thought, Rusty, that's that should be a name for a dog.
Yeah. Not the guy.
Yeah. Rose scared me.
Oh, yeah, like, she was so sweet at the start. And then yeah. Even at the end,
the lantern,
yeah.
It's like, oh my god.
She stole with the darkness in it. As I said, I was watching the video commentary yesterday, and it went on about how the Anderson brothers made Moonshine from
yeah.
Lake. So, well, there's a story behind it that Sam Lake came up with. Genius. I love him.
He's brown.
The thing is, they took the water from the lake, which is a secret ingredient, and they drank it, the darkness went into them. Mm. And when they were writing songs at the time, they were writing about the darkness, and that their songs woke up darkness. So then at one point they put it back down, but then they done something wrong because it went crazy and they brought it back up again. And Elm Lake came at the wrong place at the wrong time. So, so it was Anderson Brothers' fault. Well, it's a nice little story behind it.
But was it for them though? Wouldn't have a game.
Exactly, that's what the creator said. Is if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't have been making this game.
Yeah. God bless Anderson Brothers.
Yeah.
God bless Sam Lake.
I know. Oh.
Oh, he's a very talented man.
He is, and he's only in English.
He's, I know.
He's Finnish.
Oh, here we go.
So he's like, you know, it's just
pizza.
Yeah, here we go. So he wrote everything just by himself.
Oh.
Another guy chipped in as well, but the story in general came from Sam Lake.
Oh, sorry,
did I? Oh. You need the
napalm. Black pepper.
Yeah. Can I have a wee bit, please?
Yeah?
Yeah, I have a bit as well.
Okay, you can take it. Producer?
Yeah, yeah. Please. Thanks.
Enjoy.
Thank you. So.
You know, this is the third time being here and you've yet to try a different dish.
I love that. So good. I might get a pizza next time.
Oh, the pizzas here are lovely.
They're actually made by hand.
Homemade pizza.
So it's not like the freezer type of pizzas that we all eat.
Microwavable pizza. Kind of a sin, really, microwavable food, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah, but I love it. I like microwavable flurries.
Mm.
They're a nice little filler, but they don't really, you know.
Have you ever had a Marks Spencer's card?
No, I have.
Oh, you need to have a Marks Spencer's card. Kind of forgot we were writing a book doing that.
No.
I forgot.
Anyway, what else about Alan Wake?
That's too much to talk about, really. The tornado.
Oh, that fight at the end was quite good.
Mm.
I knew something big was going down when I got all those 8 flares and flare gun.
I think I had like 15 flares and eight bullets in that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It was so good, though. That bit will be harder than Nightmare.
Oh, you bet I loved all the bullets fell on you. That was so good.
That was scary.
The first time you saw it come down, I was like, oh, but I don't want to see it come down, I'll be scared.
Yeah.
Then I was like, oh, probably won't happen again. There's a big boat came crashing down. That was scary. That was probably one of the best parts of the game.
Oh, when the school bus came tumbling down the hill. I died.
I thought you that part. I thought you'd try. You're like,
my god! I was just kind of looking at what's that road down the hill? And I just kept driving. I was like, wait a minute, that's a school bus. Oh my god! And then you died. Would you do that? Would you go through all that for someone?
If it got as interesting as that did.
I see if you have that darkness thing and I see. Say a wife, your wife and child went missing. Will you do it?
Probably.
Mm.
But it'll never happen, but someone does it. something like that did happen, yeah.
The only stuff that would happen.
Especially with the children as well, there's nothing like that I love for a child.
Yeah.
Can't wait to experience that.
Just if you have a child.
Oh well.
Are you going to adopt one?
No. I'll find someone, hopefully. But yeah, I just want to feel that emotion.
Mm-hmm.
He was just holding that baby.
I'll probably faint holding it.
It's too heavy. Do you not find the animation a bit weird in the mouth?
Mm-hmm.
DLC, they're going to fix that.
Yeah, it was a bit, didn't really.
It's like, they're, as I said, they're like puppets, so it's like when Alice is talking, he's just like, Alan.
Yeah.
How are you? Wake up, cop.
It's only a nightmare. No, it's not, it's real, eh?
I thought the bridge part was a lot of fun though.
Oh, man.
Just try to go over it when it's jumping.
The portrait guy's front.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
I died quite a few times.
I couldn't stop laughing.
I can't stop dying.
I keep laughing because it kept bouncing up and down.
Yeah. Dirty bastard.
What? That was a thing Dirty Thoughts here.
Oh, I don't know what was the brown part. Remember when you were running to the safe house, well, the well lit room?
Mm.
You got stopped outside by all the darkness.
Yeah.
Oh, I ran out of ammo at that bit. It's awful.
Oh yeah, the sledgehammer guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I eventually opened the gate, but he followed me. And you only walk in, you open the door, and it slowly opens. That woman lets you in.
Mm.
Sledgehammer guy almost came in.
So what would you give it, 10 out of 10? 9 out of 10, 8 out of 10?
10 out of 10.
Really?
Oh yeah. I don't like rating games out of 10. I'm more of a 5 guy.
5 out of 5.
Yeah.
5 out of 5.
Yeah. You doing it 5 out of 5 as well?
4 probably.
Oh, so what brings it down to a 4?
Hmm?
What brings it down to a 4?
The clumsy controllers. Controllers, I'm not keen on that.
The driving thing was a bit weird.
Yeah.
The light against the writing.
Mmm. That's it.
Yeah, that bored me a few times, but once I read different, I was like, oh, they're all the same, really.
Trust no one.
Don't know how to make the ladies feel good.
Some even more beautiful.
been talking for half an hour. So, thank you.
Thank you.
Tiramisu? What's tiramisu?
You don't know what tiramisu is?
I probably do when I see it.
It's an Italian dessert. It's like got alcohol in it.
Oh.
It's like a cream sort of thing.
I don't want alcohol right now. Not after that, right?
No, a homemade tiramisu would be lovely.
Oh. Yeah. Won't it, Mum?
What?
Won't it, Mum? Oh, she always has a tiramisu.
Oh, yeah. Good boy, yeah, because she drinks.
No, not that. She just loves tiramisu.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's how I was going to take a break. It's been 20 minutes and 7 seconds.
Yeah!
So, 28 minutes.
We're going to play a song for you. It's called War by the Poets of the Fall, written by the legendary. Seriously, I would turn gay for this man. Sam Lake.
Caught up in the arms race, an involuntary addiction.